And so we see Paul, who's struggling with his own unworthiness and how he sins, and he's focusing on himself. And again, it would be bad if this is where it ended, him just focusing on himself. But he says, who will deliver me from me? Who will deliver me from this body? Jesus Christ. And so too, when we come to an end of a retreat, we can either focus on ourselves and our weakness, as we talked about, or we can focus on what Jesus does for us. Huh? And that's always a key, that even when we sin, we can either, you know, the devil gets us with the 1-2 punch. Bam, he gets us to sin, and bam, then he says, see, you're no good, and he has us focus on ourselves. And what we need to do, of course, is go to the next level. Whenever we sin, Jesus, this is me without you. And we immediately come back to the Lord. We immediately focus on Jesus. And so when we do that, then we start thinking, okay, what are you calling me to do? Now, when I do a priest retreat, I know I throw a lot of things out there. You know, every talk, I want to try to be practical. I try to give you some specific things to do or to pray about. And sometimes it's like too much. You know, it's like, oh, Larry, come on. You give me all this stuff. What am I supposed to do with it? Well, we focus at the end that if you can just do two things or focus on these two things. And it comes from St. John Vianney, our patron, the patron of priests. And he says, I'm sure you read in the office or readings on his feast day, he says, this is the glorious duty of man, that we pray and that we love. So if we take everything I've talked about these last 4 or 5 days, that's what it gets summed up as. We are called to be people of prayer and called to be people of love. And just stay focused on that. I'm supposed to pray and I'm supposed to love. I'm supposed to pray and I'm supposed to love. I'm supposed to pray and I'm supposed to love. And again, with our prayer, it always has to go beyond what we're required to do. Because if we just do what we're required, that's not a good thing. We've got to go beyond what we're required. Again, if you're unmarried and you look at your wife and say, listen, I will spend, you know, I'm married to you, so I'll give you a half hour every day in the morning, and then I'll give you an hour on Sunday, and that's about it. The rest of it's my time. Well, she'll divorce you really fast, I'm sure. It's like, get out of here. What is that? And yet, sometimes we reduce ourselves to what we're required to do. Again, it's like I say, Catholics a lot of times just don't know how to pray. And when I do a men's conference, we focus on, this is the way most people pray. It's like getting married, but never being intimate with your spouse. You know what that is? We won't explain it now. But anyway, you never have intimacy, even on your honeymoon. And you walk into your spouse's room every day and you go, shh, and you pull out your book of poems. And you might say one poem once, you have it memorized after a while, so you say it 10 times. Sometimes you forget to say it because you're very, very busy, but that's okay. They know how much we love her. You know, and then you go to work or you go do things, and then throughout the day, you're a really good spouse, so you'll call your spouse on the phone and say, hi, shh, thank you for everything you do for me. You're great, and hang up. Then you come home from work, and of course you go watch TV, or you know your spouse has made you a great dinner, but you're too busy taking a nap or doing other things, and you go to dinner that they have made for you, and you go, shh, and you go, thank you for this great dinner. But you don't talk to your spouse during dinner at all. And at the end of dinner, you might be one of the 1% of 1% that sits there and says, that was great. Thank you. Same words every day. Then you go watch TV, read the paper, or do whatever. And then you go back, because you have two different bedrooms, of course. You go back into your spouse's room every night, and you go, shh, and you pull out your book of poems. And you read one. Oh, this is a nice one. I'll try another one. And sometimes you say it real fast. Sometimes you say the same one 10 times, whatever it is. And you do that, and sometimes you forget, because, oh, I'm tired. I'll get to it later. They know I love them. And then you go to bed. Well, in doing that, and you do it for 50 years, what kind of relationship would that be? A lot of the guys usually say, that'd be the greatest relationship ever, Father. Could I have one of those? No, it'd be a horrible relationship. And yet, that's a lot of people and what they do to God. You know, they say their prayers, the same prayers all the time. They say it really, really, really fast. I think God's half the time going, oh, please, really? Really? Is that how you pray to me? You say this really, really fast. Huh? It's ridiculous. And then God says, be with me. Be with me. You know, often when I do my holy hour, if it's late at night, because again, I can't always do it in the morning if I'm on the road, and so I come home and sometimes it's 1 o'clock, sometimes in being with him, I'll fall asleep. Huh? And yet, he knows I want to be with him. That's the biggest thing. And when our prayer becomes just yearning to be with Jesus, in our weaknesses, sometimes we'll do it well, sometimes we won't do it well. But more than anything else, as we talked about the other day, we must be men of prayer. We must be. And that goes beyond what we're required to do. Where after we're done with our breviary, our rosary, divine mercy, whatever it is, we're just with him. And we say, what do you want from me? So we become these people of prayer. And then we truly become these people of love. That if people at the end of our life say, you know, Father was a man of prayer and he was a man of love. What that makes us is saints. And so if we can just focus on those two things to bring this thing to an end, I must be a man of prayer and I must be a man of love. And every day I do my examination, am I a man of prayer? Am I a man of love? And if we do this, think about it. 100 billion years from now, we're all going to be together. And we'll be able to worship God for all eternity in heaven if we stay faithful to prayer and love. Maitri knows love today and forever. Amen.